B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just getting warmed up. It's about 11:30 on Thursday. It is a Bleep You Thursday. We'll get to that a little later in the program. You're also going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. But right now I'm really excited. Young man, reporter for the Washington Post, that's been doing a really good job on what is a fascinatingly weird story. Nikki Walcott joins us now. Nikki covers high school sports for the Washington Post. And obviously, Nikki, things have gotten really busy for you. Get us up to speed on everything going on with Hayfield High School.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, busy might be a bit of an understatement. I'm sure some people are kind of aware of the situation right now. It stretches back to February when, you know, Coach Darrell Overton, who led Freedom Woodbridge to back-to-back Virginia Classic state titles, moved to Hayfield. After that, you kind of saw some players from that team start to transfer to Hayfield over the summer and during that spring. And, yeah, a VHSL investigation found that 24 total student-athletes transferred into Hayfield, 14 of which were from Freedom Woodbridge, where Overton previously coached. And, you know, all season
they're 24 transfers. Hold on, 24 transfers? How many kids are on a high school football team?
24 people don't go to one school without something being coerced.
How many kids are on the team? 40?
A bit more than that. Their roster is pretty big. I'd say about 60 or 70. But a lot of Virginia, you know, Northern Virginia high school teams only have about 40 or 50 kids on their team.
Okay, gotcha. Please continue.
Yeah. And so, you know, FCPS initially, you know, cleared all the players in the program of any wrongdoing. You know, on the Monday before when the season started in August, it kind of went quiet for a while. And then the VHSL, you know, in late October, kind of conducted its own investigation and handed, you know, Hayfield a 2-year playoff ban. And that was confirmed the day of the final day of the regular season, November 8th, after, you know, two rounds of appeals from Hayfield. And so the league essentially decided to give them that ban based on, you know, proselytizing, which is, you know, applying undue influence to get student athletes to transfer. And then last Friday, a lawyer representing a group of 9 Hayfield football student athletes, you know, filed an injunction on that Friday, earlier that week. On that Friday, a judge granted the injunction, and Hayfield, after being, you know, banned from the playoffs, out of the playoff picture, just 3 hours before the first round of playoffs was set to start in Northern Virginia, was inserted back into the playoffs, and games were postponed literally 3 hours from when they were supposed to start to today.
That is so absurd, and the adults involved need to be so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Like, when did it become clear that there was a problem, that Fairfax County started looking into everything?
It was early this summer, and you know, parents and some people in the region, probably people who have, you know, direct ties to these football teams, whether that be parents or student athletes, they've been aware of this story, you know, since then, since, you know, June, July. I know our first story on it was in August when FCPS actually brought, you know, had basically a town hall almost of sorts to announce the findings of their own investigation, and that cleared Hayfield of any wrongdoing and set them up to play this during the regular season this year.
So was it just a fake investigation? Like, how did they not crack that code?
Nikki, this is a question I would ask. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
24 people. Okay. There are several Freedom High Schools in Virginia.
Yeah.
Based off of what I'm looking at on this online. This is the Freedom High School where? In Manassas or Woodbridge?
In Woodbridge.
Okay. If people were going to Freedom in Woodbridge and they were eligible to go to Freedom in Woodbridge, based off of where they're living, I'm not a person that knows about all every little area, but I would think that they would not be eligible to go to Alexandria to go to school at Hayfield.
Yeah, and so presumably the VHSL investigation found is that they had established residency in Fairfax County, which it does seem kind of absurd to have that many players move across county lines and establish residency there. I will say also, all the players that played this season, which a lot of those players did play for Hayfield, the VHSL did also clear them eligibility-wise, which usually also has to do they also do their own residency tests and stuff like that. So it does sound pretty absurd, but the fact that the VHSL also cleared them is an interesting kind of part of this story.
All right, we are talking with Nicky Walcott from the Washington Post, covers high school sports. Nicky, high school sports is usually a great entryway into a newsroom for a sports reporter, and you just cover state championships. Now, all of a sudden, you've got this huge national controversy over what is kind of turning into like a miniature, oh, my God, is the transfer portal coming to high school sports? Like, is that what this feels like? Is that is the defense of, yo, just let the kids play because college kids are doing it?
I've seen a lot of people kind of say that in defense, that, you know, they're comparing it to the college transfer portal and things of that nature. I don't know if that's a really fair comparison to make at the high school sports level. But you do look at the landscape now, and it's not as surprising that, you know, people might be more willing to do this, you know. And from a Hayfield football, you know, student athletes, parents' perspective, you know this coach has put players, they've gotten them scholarship offers. He led them to multiple state titles. Like, if I move across county lines to follow him, you know, is that a sacrifice worth making for my kid? And honestly, from a legal perspective, you know, I don't know how fairly you can kind of judge that. And it's easy to compare it to the college level, but it's a whole different meaning to that from both perspectives, to where, well, you can't just, you know, have students move across county lines to go to a different school. But at the same time, if the parents aren't willing to make those sacrifices and are kind of getting them into these schools fairly from a residency standpoint, it's kind of hard to be like, well, parents aren't allowed to move their families.
But how about the kids that were there that were moved out of their positions and didn't get a chance to actually play? I'm sure there's some kids out there that's a little pissed off, and some parents that are pissed off. But the Fairfax County, was that a superintendent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reed.
Michelle Reed, I think her name. She said that we're going to change things moving forward so this won't happen again. If you don't want it to happen again, you're telling me right there that something happened that was wrong.
Yeah.
You messed up.
And if you're moving forward and you're changing things, then why are you changing if it wasn't wrong?
I found that very interesting that, you know, that today, and it seems like all of the, I know JP kind of mentioned the adults in the room earlier and how they should kind of feel about themselves right now. And in pretty much every scenario, these organizations have left things until the last moment to seemingly get the outcome that's easiest for them, whether that be the VHSL banning Hayfield on literally the last day of the regular season, FCPS, clearing them the week before the regular season started, and now, FCPS kind of announcing that we're going to change things going forward after, and something like this shouldn't happen again, when they were fine with it the whole time and haven't really said that anything wrong happened. I agree. I did find that very interesting. And this week certainly has been very interesting with the amount FCS has had to communicate now. We're certainly in a weird kind of time now that the court, it's kind of in the court's hands, and we're kind of at an impasse.
I wish I was
nothing like high school.
I wish I was
in
more of an investigative reporter, where I would love to know that 24 kids, I don't know if some of them live in the same house, and their parents moved just to go to another high school in the middle. Just let's go over here with this coach.
Right.
I doubt if that seriously happened.
Now, a couple of people are telling me that this dude Overton has been running youth football programs, so a lot of these kids want to play for him, and that's great. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he go coach at a Virginia private school where all of this would be completely normal and no one would bat an eye?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great question. I would have the same question for him probably, because there are certainly private schools in the area that probably had more transfers than Hayfield did this summer.
Yeah, but it's legal for the private school. It's not legal for the other one. So that's the whole thing, the legality of it.
What happens next? Is Hayfield in? Are they going to win this damn thing? Like, is there a school from Norfolk that might beat them? What happens next?
Yeah, Hayfield's in. They're playing tonight. I know local coaches, a lot of them kind of in that region, threatened to forfeit before meeting with FCPS and that letter coming out yesterday. As far as I'm aware, and from what I saw this morning, all games are a go tonight. And I'd say they're probably favorites for the Classics title. There is a team, Oscar Smith, from further down in Virginia. That's great. There's some other really good teams in this region, such as Madison and Battlefield, that can certainly challenge them. But I'd say that now that they're back in, they're certainly one of the favorites to win.
All right, last one. Nikki Walcott, Washington Post. Give him a follow at Nikki Walcott, NikyWolcott. Last one. How are my BCC Barons doing? They're still going in the playoffs, right? I'm going to Maryland now. Sorry to switch.
Nikki, like, man, tell me you don't talk about no Maryland.
I mean, I'm from Maryland, so
I'll
be in Maryland schools for a second. I know we have multiple BCC people on staff that have kept an eye on them as well. So. They're doing well so far,
but they're playing QO.
You're gonna lose tonight.
Would they be like three touchdown underdogs in this thing? Like what are we talking about?
That might be a bit kind, but yeah, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Whoa, y'all gonna be more than three touchdowns underdogs?
Yo, let's check all the addresses of these QO kids. All right, Nikki, thank you for the time, bro.
Appreciate you, brother.
Of course, thanks for having me on. Have a good one.
All right, man.
All right, Nikki Walcott covers high school sports for the Washington Post.
Adults, don't screw up high school sports for these damn kids, please.
Dude, seriously. Overton is clearly a good coach. Clearly, he knows how to develop talent. They got kids going D1 all over the place. Yo, Bishop Ireton or Paul VI, somebody call this dude, hire him, start winning in the WCAC. The Virginia schools in the Catholic League have figured out how to compete and be the best in basketball. Figure it out in football. Hire this guy. There's obviously money floating around. Somebody figure it out.
Somebody
it's not that complicated.
Something.